You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Jennifer Watts, and I work at iSense, and I'm here because iSense staff and some of the people that use our programs have been involved in this youth project, which has been wonderful. It's been a wonderful afternoon of seeing some amazing dance and art and people speaking about their life experience. iSense is the Immigrant Services Association of Nova Scotia. So it's an organization that works with immigrants and with refugees who have arrived here, and also works with people that have been born here and lived in Canada for a long time to help make connections, to provide resources, and to help people who have arrived here sort of find their pathway to settling and integrating into life. It's also an organization that works very hard in building bridges and connections between neighbors and between communities and between different people, because we understand that we all have so much to learn from one another and to share with one another, so we develop programs and opportunities for people to connect. So we have many different things. We offer language programs for people who are looking to learn or to improve their English. We have an employment team that will help people figure out how to look for work here in Canada, to get a job resume together, but also to look at what might options if they want to go back to study as well. We have teams that help people figure out if they want to start a business, and certainly we also support people in terms of their actual settlement process. If they arrive, for example, as government-assisted refugees, finding a place to live, getting the kids settled in school. So we offer numerous different programs, but we also, as I said before, really work hard at just connecting people as well and finding out what is this unique person's individual story, what has brought them here, and how they see and want to sort of have their life unfold now in Canada. So we work really hard at listening and providing people with options, because we think that everyone that comes through our door has so much to give us, and it's important to support them in their pathway of how they want to settle. So we do a variety of things. So we have people that come and volunteer with us, so they learn how to connect with people. We offer different sort of community events where people can connect. Our Supper Nova is very popular, where people come over a very large potluck meal and learn to connect with people. We also do cultural competence training, so people that maybe are unsure, I'm not sure what I need to consider when I'm maybe meeting my new neighbors who come from away, how can I make sure that I understand the things maybe that would be helpful to do in that sort of circumstance. So we offer training for people. So we offer very different ways, and people can also come and volunteer for us. We have numerous events. One of the great things to look at right now is our community gardens, because it's an opportunity where in the gardens people are from around the world, but also Canadian-born people here are gardening together, learning about people's different food, the things that they love to cook. And so there are many different ways that we work on kind of connecting people. So we have certainly do have a strong pre-arrival program. So if people know they're coming to Canada, if they're on the pathway to come in under an immigration stream, that they can qualify for our programs for pre-arrival. So learning about Canadian culture in the workplace, taking some language refreshers, learning about things that would be important for them to know about settling in Canada. So we have a pre-arrival program. So we work with people both before they come and also after they come. So if someone has not connected with iSense, please, you can either come in and make an appointment to see our intake counselors, which will help go through you, talk to you specifically about what are your interests or needs, and then, help connect you throughout the organization. So, and certainly people can visit our website and take a look. That's another good way to know about our programs, is visiting our website to see the opportunities that are there.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.